Subscriber, here's Terry Friedman's Digital Education Newsletter PC. The 11th of October 2020. Editorial. Dear subscriber. I hope you are keeping well, and that life has not been too difficult for you in the last few months. In an essay entitled Is Barbarism with a Human Face Our Fate, Slavoj Žižek says, these days I sometimes catch myself wishing to get the virus. In this way, at least the debilitating uncertainty would be over. At the start of this crisis, I have to admit to feeling almost the same way, a strange mixture of fear of the disease and the oppression of the sword of Damocles. But having seen what COVID did to one of my relatives, I can assure you that the latter is far preferable. But enough of this persiflage. Let's get on with the newsletter, which is phenomenally short this time. Acknowledgements. I should just like to kick off by saying a big thank you to Chris Bradford, who is the International Marketing Director at BrainPop. Amongst other things, he very kindly told me about a great emoji site. More in the resources section. The picture of a computer in the subject header of this email comes from MailerLite. Terry's tips. Have more Gmail addresses. If you have a Gmail email address, did you know that you can use it as the basis for even more addresses? Suppose your name is Jasper Fountworthy, and your email address is jasper.fountworthy@gmail.com. You might want to have an email address like jasper.fountworthy+1@gmail.com to give to family members, say. Then you could set up a filter so that all emails to that address get handled in a particular way. You can read a detailed how-to article at How to Have More Than One Gmail Address. Tips for Teaching Online. A free ebook. Tips for Teaching Online. I'd like to find out a little bit more about you, not because I'm nosy but because I'd like to ensure that the newsletter is as useful as possible. In return for answering a few questions, I'll send you a link to download an ebook I've compiled called Tips for Teaching Online. It's available in three formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, and EPUB. All you have to do is take part in the survey below. The information you provide will help me make the newsletter even more useful. Resources. A couple of handy emoji websites. Click on the heading below to view the website. Copy character. This is the website Chris Bradford told me about. It not only has emojis, but all kinds of symbols too. Just copy the symbol, and paste it into your document or blog post. It has a good search facility. As far as I can tell, the site doesn't include information about who owns the copyright of the various emojis. Perhaps they are all in the public domain. I mention this because the other emoji website, see next panel, states. Emoji characters displayed on Emojipedia belong to their respective font creators. What you can and cannot do with emoji images varies depending on which images you are looking to use. Click on the heading below to view the website. Emojipedia. This is the website I came across. As the name suggests, it's not only a huge repository of emojis, but it also provides information about them. Consider this entry for musical keyboard. A small section of a music keyboard, which differs from a computer keyboard. Showing white and black keys, this keyboard is played by a pianist to make music. Commonly used as a piano emoji. Musical keyboard was approved as part of Unicode 6.0 in 2010 and added to Emoji 1.0 in 2015. Last word. I hope you've enjoyed this issue of Digital Education. The next one, which I'm working on at the moment, will have rather more in it. If you can't wait though, don't forget there's quite a lot of content on the ICT and Computing in Education website, which is usually updated several times a week. Do tell all your friends and non-friends about the newsletter.